And welcome to our show, Geeks Rewired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
Yay!
And I am your host, Bill. This week we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Steven.
Howdy.
And you can reach out to us by emailing us at geeksrewired@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK.
So clever.
Yes.
It never gets old.
I know. That's why I liked it.
I know. It's just geek. That's so cool. Mm. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen that are listening and tuning into us, if you do send Bill a message, he will personally read it and respond to it. And if you'd like, we'll even talk about it on the air.
I can't always respond to voicemails or...
You can't?
Voicemails are, I guess I call them back.
Yeah, just call them back, Bill.
I just message them.
Well, the voicemail, let's say that for a text or emails, Bill will definitely get back to you. But he's a little self-conscious about his voice.
I know.
That's why he's actually using a Vocaloid right now when he's talking with you. This isn't really his voice.
Nope. 389 episodes, and this is not my voice. You also can help support us at patreon.com/geekswired, where you get access to our Discord channel, get access to the podcast early, and
a
now,
bonus podcast.
Yes, Geeks Are Wireless podcast.
Oh, yes, episodes. Geeks Are Wireless.
A little bonus for our subscribers.
I love that bonus.
Yeah.
I love making that bonus.
Yes. So much fun. Only the Patreons get to hear it.
Only they get to hear it. I just can't believe it. I know. And I made a mistake last time, and I was like, hey, don't worry. You'll catch it on the... We'll catch about whatever we talked about. See, I can't even say what we talked about. It's like Disney. We're so secretive that you have to donate $1 on Patreon.
Actually, I think it might be more, a little more than that.
Like $1.50 on Patreon.
Okay, it's not that. It's not that little bit more. You gotta make me look it up.
Oh, man. Anyway, you have to give us the minimum donation on Patreon
second minimum
to get access to this beautiful, beautiful podcast. It's pretty dope. I mean, if you like listening to us, it's definitely worth checking out.
Oh, giving me problems. Oh, well. Oh, there. Maybe.
While you're looking
at the early access, $5. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
So you get early access. I actually need to update this. I just realized it only says early access. Now it's early access plus bonus.
Nice. Early access plus bonus, $5 a month. You guys get that. Yay.
Yay.
Which is totally cool. On a totally different note, I am currently using brand spanking new headphones for this podcast that my mother got me for Valentine's Day.
Yay.
They're Skullcandy Feel the Bass Edition, and I absolutely love them. They're so good. I highly recommend them. They're very comfortable on the head.
Don't they call those Skull Crushers?
Skull Crushers, yep. That's like the thing, and then it's like the... Yeah, they're called Skull Crushers. That's the model, and then this is the Feel the Bass Edition.
So when those first came out, whenever wired headphones were still a thing, and like they were only wired, they didn't have Bluetooth or anything in them, you had to have a AA battery in line to actually power the bass drivers.
Oh, that's crazy. Can I actually power the bass drivers when they're just... Oh my God,
yeah,
I can. Whoa. Oh my God, that sounds so cool. You guys got to check these out. If you guys want to check them out, they're on sale right now for $119. I got mine at Fred Meyer, but you can get them online too. And
it's actually not bad.
They're totally worth it. They really are. If you're looking for a great set of headphones, real comfortable. They have like a 40-hour battery life on wireless, which is amazing.
Wow.
And if you just recharge them for 10 minutes, you get 3 hours of battery life. And, you know, they work with my iPhone. I called my mom on the way over here.
I will say, though, that the cushion that goes along the top, that's like one of my favorite things about those headphones.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, it's weird feeling.
It is. It's different. You're absolutely right. They're very, very cool. Anthony has a pair, too.
So are they on ear then?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, well, they're on ear.
Yeah, they are.
They're over ear.
Yeah, they're auricular.
They go around the ear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're designed to go around the ear. If you have really big ears, they won't.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. There's not pressure on it.
No, and it's actually like, you know, the memory foam that they use in these little cushions.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Nice.
Really nice. I wanted these because of the bass. I like it when it vibrates that hard on your head. I really do. It's like my favorite thing. The the headphones that these remind me of are seriously my all-time favorite set of headphones, which were the Sony Pulse 2s that were literally made for your PlayStation. They had the Pulse 1s that were a little awkward, but then they had the Pulse 2 that they had this little switch, like a slide, just like these do, that when you slide it up, they literally vibrate with the bass. It doesn't like vibrate because of the bass. I think these vibrate because of the bass. The other ones like had vibration in them, the Pulse 2s, and those were my favorite headphones ever. So when I put these on, when I tried them on at Walmart the first time, I was like, oh my God, I want these headphones so bad because they actually vibrate your head like that. Oh, this is so cool. A lot of people don't like them for that reason, but I don't know, man. It's just something
you turn
I
it
totally,
down then too.
Yeah, but when you turn it down, like the reason why I don't like it is that like I sometimes bring them to the podcast because I grab the wrong ones sometimes, but even if you have it turned down all the way, you can hear like a ringing.
Yeah. It's like because the magnets in them are strong. Yeah. And I don't tap on your head and you can really,
yeah, I don't like that part. Ugh. Like I hated that.
It's my jam.
Just wait till you get older. That and ringing, also, you won't be able to hear it anymore.
Yeah. But I also like the sides of my head where my ears are super sensitive. So any pressure on it's like this is really bugging me right now because I have my glasses on.
Yeah.
But it's whatever. Yeah.
But anyway, guys, you should definitely check them out. Skull Candy, Skull Crushers, Bass You Can Feel edition. They are totally dope if you like listening to music. And if you want that 40-hour battery life with the wireless, which is a huge selling point, I think, because, you know, some of these wireless headphones, they just don't last that long. And then you have to charge them and, you know, whatever.
Well, then, you know, 10 minutes to get 3 hours. And that's why I like my earbuds. I got to remember the brand.
Oh, yeah, you have those, like, those.
Yeah, like 40-hour case charging and 8-hour earbuds themselves.
Yep.
Anchor, so, Sound Core, one of those.
Completely unrelated.
Getting off of head or sounds? Okay, what's up?
We can go back. I thought I was watching someone make, like, French toast. I'm on Facebook, by the way. it's actually, so they are doing that, but they make the omelet, and then they put the bread on it, and then they flip it over after it's been cooked a little bit and then put the cheese and stuff on it. Then they flip it over. So you got like an omelet French toast thingy.
Huh. That sounds kind of good.
It's not quite French toast because I don't think... maybe it is. I don't know. It looked good. And now I'm hungry again.
You just ate.
Again?
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
What did we have for dinner, Bill, that your wife made us? It was so good.
Chicken Slovakia.
Yeah, we had chicken Slovakia and it was amazing. So
I miss pita pit.
Do you?
I really liked pita pit.
I like what we just had more than pita pit.
I really like the chicken Slovakia from there.
Oh, did they have that too?
Yeah, but it had like the sauce and stuff, and then it was good.
I think that Shayla's stomped.
Don't get me wrong, it was good.
Stomped the pita pit.
It just reminded me of pita pit being gone.
Aww.
And we don't really have the same thing.
Anytime I went to Pita Pit, I was always kind of like, I just want to get a Euro, and there's a bunch of better places to get Euros from. Like Tom's and the Grecian Key.
So, since we're on the topic of Euro still, the Arby's Euro is actually not terrible.
No, it's not, and especially when they're on sale. Like, when you get them for 2 for whatever, is it 2 for 5 or 2 for 6 like that, or something like that? No, that totally scratches an itch for me.
Turkey and
even if you get like, so you can get turkey, beef, or they actually have traditional.
Yeah, they have the Euro meat.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just turkey or beef because they kind of the way they word it, it's not immediately obvious. And so I always got the turkey, which is just, it just has Euro flavoring on it, which is good on its own.
Yeah.
But the actual traditional stuff is, it's not bad.
No, it's really
I would definitely prefer like a traditional, like a real, like a Euro from a Greek place.
Yeah, like the Grecian Key still is really good.
Not bad.
Euros. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. I really liked them. I remember that the reason why I would get that is just because it was like you got 2 for that price. And at least the Arby's that I was went to, they were packed. They were filling. 2 of those things is a lot of food, man. Like I ate 2 and I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done this on my lunch break. I'm going to go to work tired. Well,
it's also the pita that they use is really like, it's really thick.
Uh-huh.
So it gets in your belly and then just absorbs all the liquid you have in there.
Yep. Makes you full. Yeah. Arby's Euros are legit. They're pretty good.
You're making me have to look up the nutritional info.
Oh, it's probably not great.
How bad is this thing?
It's probably like...
Well, this is the roast beef one specifically.
So roast beef is $5.50. Is there... I guess I got to figure out how to get to the other ones.
Whoa, what's that?
Good question. But it's not being picked up, it doesn't look like. I don't know.
That's strange.
Let me see something. Okay, so that's happier. And we're still looking for the whichever featured. Maybe not the roast beef one.
Let me try to find it.
I don't know. There's all of the things. Sliders, chickens. Ooh, turkey. Is that it?
Oh, you want to see what the turkey gyro?
Yeah, there we go. Like? I found the turkey gyro.
Ooh.
And it is so 470.
It actually has like gyro seasoning on the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I just had like the regular one like with the gyro meat in it.
That's all I used to get because I didn't know that the other one, the regular gyro existed.
I'm going to have to try the turkey one at some
point.
To me,
I didn't think it made sense for them to have it because they can't use that meat with anything else. Whereas right. with the turkey and the roast beef, they can.
Yeah.
So I always just assumed they didn't have it.
Have the regular one. Do they only have the regular one sometimes? Because I don't see that it's coming up on the website.
I don't know. The one in...
I mean, like maybe Pocatello when they do the special? It. Is that when they get the meat? Or
they don't have the meats.
We have the meats.
Yeah, that is interesting. They don't have...
I found it.
You found how many the regular one is?
Yep. Oh my goodness. Guess how many calories?
650.
750.
You're closer. It's 710.
Oh.
It's got a lot of sodium too.
Yummy.
1300 milligrams.
Sodium's good for you.
And your ankles.
And your ankles. Your
blood pressure.
Not as good on your blood pressure.
It's good.
No. Or your ankles.
I think they also put additional seasoning on this too, it looks like.
Like they season the gyro meat with gyro?
Probably because it's probably not gyro enough.
It's gyroception.
Because I don't know that, like, it's like, I think it's real, like, gyro meat, but it's not, like, traditional.
Yeah, it's not like they're not carving it off that big spit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool, huh? Mm. Where it's like that big lamb shank
on
there.
It's cool, but at the same time, it's kind of like, when you know about it, it's kind of like,
See, that never bugs me. Stuff like that doesn't bug me.
It bugged me at first, but I don't really care because it's good.
It's kind of like it just, if it tastes good, I'm okay with it, no matter how it's made, because I like hot dogs, and people are always like, oh, have you ever watched the documentary on how they're made? And I'm like, yeah, and I still eat them. Like, yeah. I don't care. It tastes good. Like, one of the things that I like to eat when we go to Puerto Rico is we call it morcilla, and it's blood sausage, and I love it. But, man, if you've ever seen blood sausage be made, I mean, it's like it's a mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, man, but this tastes good, so I don't care.
Oh, man, probably go see my animal killed, slaughter, all that, but I may feel a little bad. I might not want to be the one doing it.
Right.
Because the reason I've never been hunting, I'm like, that. I've heard, like, you go hunting and you some of these animals sound
so
really sad, and it's like, no, I can't kill you.
You know, we were just talking about that the other day, actually, me and my wife. We were watching that show on Netflix called Meat Eater. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's like a, it's this hunter, and he, like, truly... You know, he hunts all the game and he eats all the meat, and then he kind of shows you these different ways of hunting and fishing, you know, like they follow him on his little adventures and stuff. And then some episodes, he actually shows you how to cook it really good. Do you know what I mean? So he'll be like, hey, if you have ground deer, here's a great recipe for a meatloaf. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. But talking about it because he was taking two new hunters out to knock down their first deer. And it was kind of like one of those things that, you know, every hunter when they're out hunting wants to really kill the animal cleanly. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to like wound it. So you have to chase it down. Hmm. And, you know, plus that the adrenaline gets in the bloodstream and it doesn't spoil the meat, but it makes it more tough because it's got those chemicals running through it. So really, like, you know, the ideal shot is right through the heart just to knock it down within like 3 seconds. Type of deal, you know, the deer kind of like staggers a little bit and doesn't know what just happened, and then they just fall. And you know, when you kill an animal that quick, I think that you kind of saved it from a rough, you know, a more natural death, which I think is more gruesome, because one of the ways that I would never want to die is being eaten by something. Like, yes. I don't want to be eaten by a shark or a lion or
that,
a tiger.
Being alive and all that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would hate to have that happen to me. And those animals have to go through that. You know what I mean? So when you shoot it with a bullet and it knocks down in 3 seconds, it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, and every hunter has their little like, you know, the thing that they always do when they kill an animal, like if it's a prayer that they say or something that they say to themselves, or, you know, thanking the deer for what it's about to provide. And that's kind of what this guy's all about too, because he doesn't let any of it go to waste type of deal. He even shows you, like, there's like this meatball recipe that he makes with, I forget what he makes it with. I think it's like moose, ground moose or something like that. And, he uses the mesentery off of the intestines. So the mesentery is like the fat blanket that's got all the blood vessels that that feed your intestines, the blood supply.
Yeah.
And all the vessels are in this fatty mesentery, and it's just like this blanket of fat. And he actually takes that too, and then he freezes it and then thaws it out and like wraps the meatballs in this thing to create kind of a, you know, like a juicy, fatty outer layer to like keep the meat inside of it moist. And I was like, man, that's like something I would have never thought to use. You know what I mean? Cause anytime I've ever seen it, you know, we just gut the deer and take it all out. And then it's like, okay, cool. We skinned it. We got it. Now we got it chopped up, and you know what I mean? We'll take it to to make our burger. Cause we never grinded our own, but yeah, it's crazy, man. He's a cool guy though. I like watching him.
Has it always been on Netflix?
I think right now, like five through eight or something like that are on Netflix. It was on
Sportsman's Channel. I see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just, I know that it's on Netflix right now, and I don't know if Netflix sponsored the seasons that it's airing, because I know that you can't watch season one on there. It's like 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those are the ones that you can watch right now.
Okay. You mean 7? Well, say 8 out?
5, 6, 7, and I think 8 is out, yeah.
Wikipedia needs updated then.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it's a really cool show, man. I like it. I like that kind of outdoorsy stuff. It's actually kind of got me thinking about, you know, doing some hikes and stuff to spot nature. Because one of his real interesting hunting techniques is something that, you know, really I never really did whenever I went hunting. And that's like he calls it glassing, which is where he finds a spot on a peak. And he just uses his spotting scope to find wildlife. He'll just sit there for hours to find it and then walk to it. Anytime I've ever done it, it's kind of like we've got this path in mind in the woods or in the mountains, wherever we're at. And, you know, we're going to hike this 3-4 miles. And if we see something, we're going to stop and watch it for a little bit and see if that's what we're going to get. And if not, you know, we just made a hike, but he like finds these peaks and he sits up there and he spots. And I'm like, you know what? I bet that would be actually kind of fun to just do.
Oh yeah.
And I've looked at spotting scopes, and they've got some really cool technology with that now.
Nice.
You know, if you're not looking for a spotting scope with a range finder application to it. So, you know, you're not looking through it and then tagging something and being like, oh man, that's like 700 yards away. Never mind. They're actually pretty cheap, because when you get into the range finding things, that's when these things become like $3,000 pieces of optics. But you know, if you're just looking to spot, they're, you know, $200-$300, and you can get an insanely nice one, even cheaper than that. Really, there, I saw some for like $90 and $100 that would, you know,
how about 30?
Yeah. 30. I mean, look at that.
$30.
that's awesome. I mean, if you're just looking to spot some wildlife, for sure. And some of these actually came with like cases, tripods, and like the little phone adapters. So you can hook your phone.
Spotting.
Yeah, you just hook up your phone right there so you can take the pictures. And I was like, man, I would actually like to get into that. I think that would be really fun. It'd be good exercise. And then, you know, getting outside, and then you just get to see some nature from far away.
Well, I was even thinking that, like, I enjoy the hikes. I enjoy going to the national parks, like Glacier, especially if you end up getting the backcountry permit or even Yellowstone. You get, I mean, there's just so many places to hike. I just stay on the trail. Places. We end up, like, walking, like, 3 feet away from the goats that are wandering around. It's like, oh, hey, I'm going this way. You do your thing. But this is fun.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever just went to, like, spot nature?
It's just walking around. Nothing like going like, oh, yeah.
That's what your intention is.
Yeah. Like we went out, we hit the national park, or we hit some, you know, whatever, like, was it the Smoky Mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's just, you know, just, I mean, even just the vegetation that's there. It's so green and it's.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that guy's really fun to watch. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I mean, on Amazon, you got these things for. There's one for $140. Comes with a tripod and the phone thing, waterproof. Like, that's all you need. You know what I mean? If you just want to go spot some wildlife.
$90.
There's that $65 one, too. Yeah. So, anyway, folks, if you're looking for something like nature watching to get into, there's some really good choices on Netflix. And then, you know, definitely take a look at Meat Eater on Netflix and kind of just watch how he does it. And that's kind of what I'm talking about, just doing that. But, you know, maybe not during hunting season, absolutely to go hunting, but, you know, any other time just to go spot some wildlife. And then, you know, if you are a hunter, it's, I'm sure that you probably already go early anyway to see where they're going to hang out and stuff. So,
well, some of these with your phone, especially as good as our phones are getting for
pictures.
You know, oh, yeah. Especially Samsung's. Oh, boy. They're, let's see. I think it's 100 megapixel phone.
Uh-huh.
That, yeah. 100 megapixel 4K, no, 8K phone.
Wow. So I remember that when back in the day when I was an undergrad, I worked at Circuit City for a brief time period. I didn't work in the phones. I worked in the TV section. But I remember one of the things about the megapixels that, you know, one of the salesmen was explaining to me was that it's not super important how high it is in the sense of like looking at it in its own, like, what is a typical 4x6 photo?
Yeah, for something,
or something like that.
It doesn't need to be, it. Like, if you want 100 megapixels and you put it on the side of the.
If you make a poster,
on the side
it's
going to
look amazing, you know?
And even the 4K, they were saying is for, I think, 10 seconds is like 20 gigs.
Oh my God. 10 seconds of. 4K, like, or not 4K, video?
8K, sorry.
8K, 8K video is 10 gigs?
That's probably uncompressed, right?
Probably.
Oh my God, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's so what they're talking about. They're like, yeah, you want, you're going to have to get the max thing. I don't even know this thing comes with an SD card. It better come with SDXC so you can at least get the terabyte card dropped in.
Man, that is so crazy. That is nuts. That's a lot of space, man.
Oh, yeah.
You think about that, too. Okay, so, like, I was looking at PlayStation 5's specs that they were, you know, releasing. And one of the things that they said was that it'll be 8K ready, you know, and I'm like, 8K? Like, there's not 8K TVs out there, are there?
They're,
like,
yeah, they're
they exist.
Oh, are they?
And actually, 4Ks are even getting cheap. Like, if you, because there's all this bloatware on your TVs nowadays, and advertising, it makes the TVs cheaper.
Cheaper, yep.
There's, I was hearing about like a 65-inch TV, 4K TV for like $500.
Wow. Yeah, see, it's just incredible. You know, in terms of specs like that, you know, I really don't care about 4K, honestly, that much. I have a 4K TV, but I only got it because I got an insanely good deal on it. And then like, I think I bought it through like Dell, and it's this 70-inch Samsung TV that also came with like a $400 gift card.
Nice.
And so it was, I bought like a gaming console and I bought the surround sound and like I bought a bunch of accessories with it. And that's like, it was an awesome deal for that. You know what I mean? Plus the TV was like $700 or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is perfect. And so, but at the same time, like I have my PC hooked up to my computer right now to game on.
What do you mean? Your PC? You said your PC is hooked up to your computer.
My PC is hooked up to my TV right
okay,
now.
I was like
using it. My TV is the monitor. And I got like one of those wireless keyboards with a trackpad.
Nice.
And I have been toying around with like, you know, the frame rates and stuff like that. And so my graphics card can run most things in 4K at 61 frames per second. But I've toyed around with just dropping it back to HD, and honestly, I can't tell a difference, like, on my TV anyway. Like, it doesn't really do that much for me personally. Yeah. You know, some people would say, you know, like, oh, man, I could totally tell. Now, I can tell 30 frames per second versus 60 frames per second very easily, because, like, now that I've been playing on my PC for so long and...
You're starting to see that with the flash of the light change.
Oh, yeah. And like going back to 30 frames, I mean, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, consoles typically run it at 30 frames. Now, granted, like some PS4 games will still run at 60 frames on, you know, like Dark Souls, I think, does. And, you know, a couple things do. And it's like, wow, that That's what I'm talking about. But if something can get HD in 60 frames, I think that's really all I need.
Yeah.
Like, I really think so. So if PlayStation 5 comes out and they can play all their games that come out on it in high definition at 1080p and with 60 frames a second, I'll be a happy dude. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, that's all I'm really looking to get out of my PC anyway. And so I'm not a PC, like, aficionado. I'm not chasing after 200 frames per second at 8K. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to put the money into it to do that.
Well, remember we were talking that it, you know, you start getting this higher 4K, 8K, whatever. You need, it's like the picture. You need a bigger TV to justify this because you're shoving so many pixels in.
Into a small space.
So, like, you're 1080 versus 4K. The reason you can't tell the difference possibly is because your TV is only 70, you said?
70, yeah.
70. Yeah, and so if it was 80 or 90, mm-hmm. you might actually notice a difference more.
I see. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. You know, it really does. But that's just like my two cents about that. I'm happy about, you know, I'm going to buy a PS5. I just like consoles. Don't get me wrong. I love PC gaming.
Yeah.
I love Steam. I love the deals that you get. And right now I am absolutely loving Xbox Game Pass because, you know, you pay $5 a month or whatever, mm-hmm. and you get to download the games and you get to play them. And I've played a lot more games than I thought I would because I'm just, and you know what I mean? That I would have to buy.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to spend $60 every time I want to play those new games. So it's nice to have a pass like that where you can try it out really. Cause there's been a couple where I've been like, yeah, that's a miss for me. Sorry. I didn't like this. I'm so glad I didn't have to pay sticker price for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, granted that, you know, means that the company is out my $60, but I'm happier.
But they may have also got some money, so they're not fully out there. Here's $60,
right?
And also,
right.
you didn't buy it used, so which means they probably got some profit off of this.
Yeah, yeah, you got a good point there. You know, I didn't even think about the used game type of deal, but you're absolutely right. So, yeah, I mean, I've been enjoying it, and I love that. I think Xbox should just focus on that. To tell you the honest to God truth, they should just focus on their first party games for PC because I haven't turned my Xbox One on in forever.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I don't have the same thing. Like, I was not the Xbox. I've gotten all the Xboxes. I don't think I'm getting the next generation consoles.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I don't.
Yeah, I think they're putting Halo on the PC now, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Halo's actually, and you don't even have to have Xbox's app for that. No. You get it for free when it's on Xbox Game Pass. Like, that is included, the Master Chief Collection, Halo Wars 1 and Halo Wars 2. And you also get Gears, the remastered of the first one, and then Gears 4 and 5. All great games. I love Gears. And I actually played on, me and my wife played Gears 5. We're actually halfway through Gears 5 playing split screen on my PC.
Nice.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's cool because, like, I know that on my console when we've done split screen, what it does is, like, changes it from a 16:9 to a 4:3 box sometimes. Which, not a big deal, but it was crazy because my PC for Gears 5 didn't do that. It just, it's the whole screen is full.
Maybe better video card or something.
Something, but I mean, it's really fun to play that way.
I guess that's the other stuff. The reason I'm like, the Xbox, where they drop Kinect, I'm like, that was something I actually enjoyed, and I enjoyed using it.
Uh-huh.
And what few things came out. Like, I love their little exercise app. I love some of the quirky games that came with it. I was like, hey, this is fun.
Yeah. Gets you up and moving.
Yeah.
I loved the dance game that came for Kinect.
Yeah.
I actually bought a Kinect with the Xbox 360 just so I could play that dancing, that hip hop dancing game.
Yeah.
It was a blast, man. It's like DDR with your full body.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I enjoyed those. And now just like, but maybe if the, you know, they had the VR, but then maybe AR might be better, but do I need a console for that, especially where a lot of this technology is really starting to come out?
Did Microsoft have VR?
They more went the AR-ish route, but Xbox didn't have like VR. Like, if they would actually do that. Like
PlayStation does.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Like the PlayStation
because
VR.
Because at least with the console having VR, I don't have to worry about getting the super graphics card, getting the you know, spending all this money on a PC. It's like, okay, people need to make the VR for the console.
Yeah, but you make compromises when you get it for the console.
You do, but I'm not the one who has to deal with this. I just have to like decide whether I'm willing to deal with their compromises, I guess. Where if it's a PC, I have to deal with not having a good enough video card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finding the perfect settings for what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it really is. It's like for an advanced users. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like PC is truly like a gaming platform for advanced users that want to tailor their experience specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, cause I actually have a PlayStation VR. The frame rate's kind of weird.
Do you
sometimes
have the PlayStation, the advanced one?
The Pro.
I have the Pro with okay. PlayStation VR and it works. Okay. Resolution's not great. Like it's a little lower and the tracking isn't as good either.
I think that's across all VR platforms though, that
the,
you have that
the Steam
issue.
One's actually pretty good, like the Vive. Yeah. Because they have the towers,
the
they can see around you. Whereas all PlayStation is doing is just tracking light off of those
off
PlayStation
of little,
move balls.
Okay.
So like which, for what it is, it does really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that it's kind of weird. Like I think I would rather a Vive, and I only got the PlayStation VR thing because I wanted to play Beat Saber.
Yeah.
So okay, so you've played Beat Saber. Have you played like Skyrim?
No, but I didn't really like Skyrim. I don't like Skyrim to begin with.
I want to say I heard Skyrim was so much more fun on it.
See, I didn't like it, man.
In the VR?
I didn't like it in VR.
Or, okay.
But you know what was the best thing that I played on PlayStation VR? And it came out for free. So if you had Battlefront, the new remake, the first one, Star Wars Battlefront, it came with like this X-Wing mission that you got to do. And that was absolutely incredible. Like it was the coolest thing ever. And I like flight simulators. So when Ace Combat 7 came out, I got the collector's edition with the the flight stick and stuff. And I heard that if you had PlayStation VR, there was like 12 missions or something like that that you could do in the VR, and it was incredible. And I would love to do something like that. VR kind of like is where I'm only really interested in things like that. Yeah. I feel like I'm like immersive experiences like flying a jet or flying
back
in space.
That Astrobot is actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, like it's disorienting sometimes though, because like you'll be traveling along because you can't like walk, you have to like move.
Yeah.
And if you have the camera kind of positioned wrong, like the camera that's looking at you, you'll like get really close to like leaves and like
the
foliage and the cave stuff, and you actually like I dodged because I thought I was gonna hit it. Like it freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it was good. It's.
Oh, I would also like, I would be into doing a racing game in VR too. Like that'd be sick, you know?
I've heard Super Hot on the Xbox was really interesting. I could see
that. I bet that would be sick in
super
VR
Hot's,
though.
Yeah, Super Hot's great.
I bet that, do you have that one?
No, but I've seen people play it.
Oh like, man, that would be so cool. Even Borderlands 2, I wonder if it would be better than Skyrim. The problem with Skyrim that I have with Skyrim is the graphics were just so horrible. It was really bad in VR and I just couldn't. I don't know, man. I just couldn't get into it.
I feel like
it.
There's a Rick and Morty game.
There is.
Okay. I was like...
No, it's like... not...
Oh, they have Doom VR
too? Yeah.
Ooh, I bet that's fun.
Resident Evil.
Oh, I heard Resident Evil 7 was really good from a lot of people. Like, and I read it in some reviews and then they said, oh, I bet No Man's Sky would be pretty cool too. Yeah, I heard Resident Evil 7 was like a really great VR experience.
It should
experience.
Be on here. Go back up. The Rick and Morty one. It's
well,
on here
it says
somewhere.
There's 200 games and it's not showing me 200 games. Oh, 500 games and counting. Like there is no Wolfenstein.
Oh, there's Wolfenstein too?
There's a couple, yeah.
See,
yeah,
I would love to play a good shooter, but I think that the best experiences that I would be excited for are driving something or flying something.
I have one of the really popular ones right now. I don't know what it's called.
One of the shooters?
Yeah. I haven't played it yet, but it was like...
Oh, here we go.
Here's everybody was really...
Raving about it?
Yeah.
I can't believe they have L.A. Noir in VR.
Oh, that mouse one is fun, too.
The mouse one?
Yeah, if you scroll back up, you scroll down. Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it jumped on me.
Oh.
Ooh, there's Iron Man VR.
That one. Moss.
Moss
is pretty fun. I've only played a demo of it, but what I played of it was fun.
Oh,
it was
my God,
interesting.
I bet Iron Man would be sweet.
This one's coming out in The Walking Dead.
Oh. Covert. See, I think some of those would be good. What about the one that Steam's coming out with? Isn't it Alex or something like that?
Yeah,
or,
Half-Life.
Yeah, is it a prequel to Half-Life or is it a sequel to Half-Life?
It's a prequel.
Okay.
Don't ever get your hopes up for a Half-Life 3. It's not going to happen.
Aw.
But I bet that's going to be good because from what I saw, it just looked incredible. Like when they did that little teaser trailer thing about it, when they announced it, I was like, sweet. Have you ever played with a VR? Oh my God, they have Spice and Wolf VR?
What?
No way. Huh. That's so cool. I wonder if it's good. It? Spice and Wolf. How cool. Did you watch that anime, Anthony?
No.
Oh, it's such it's so
I
cute.
I do know I of like it, though. It.
It's really good. It's one of those, like, I like to call them, like, those slice of life yeah. animes. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like Dagashihashi, because it's kind of, like, about something, you know, like junk food. Mm-hmm. This one's, like, about kind of, like, I don't know, trading and business, but they've got a nice story connected with it, too. Very cool. The characters are awesome. That's what those slice of life animes are really good at, is the character development.
So which one's Spice and which is Wolf, the one, the girl?
So it's called Spice and Wolf because, like, the wolf's name is Holo.
Oh, okay.
And the guy's name is Kraft Lawrence. And they call it Spice and Wolf because I think he's like a spice trader. He's like a trader of a bunch of different things. And then she's a wolf. She's like a god. So oh, she's like sense. A god of like bountiful harvests and stuff. Like she hides in the wheat. Like that little thing that she has around her neck is like wheat so that she can travel wherever she has to have like wheat from where she's from to walk around. It's pretty cool.
All I know is a tale that Foxtel's giving me real, there's an anime called like, I can't think of the whole, oh, Rising of the Shield Hero.
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
a Rough Talia.
Yep. Dude, Rising of the Shield Hero, that was a sweet anime.
They're doing more.
I'm glad. That anime was sweet.
And so I actually watched it in dub.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know that there was a sub.
Uh-huh. How'd you like
but
it?
But I have dub? Watched, dub was good. Yeah. Dub's really good. Yeah. I have watched it in sub too, though. Not all of it, but I've watched some of it.
And is it good too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like they're both good.
Yeah, I really like the dub. I watched that one on the Funimation. I subscribe to Funimation.
The ending songs are always sad, but I like them.
That whole show was cool, though. I really like that storyline. Even though it's kind of like one of those, I don't want to say cliched, but it seems like a lot of those animes are starting to come out where it's like, oh, this is a video game. You know yeah. what I mean? We're in this video game.
Here's the thing with this. Like. I'm going to talk about this.
Okay.
In this one, the other three, because there's four heroes.
Uh-huh.
The other three, this was exactly like a game they played in their world.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all from different dimensions.
Okay.
But him, he didn't play games or anything. He just happened to be in a library, picked up a book, and the book, the story of the book was this world. And then whenever he got into the game, he got kind of like made fun of. It was like, we don't have a game like this in my world.
Huh.
Weird. So he didn't know how to play his class. Whereas everybody else did. So yes, but no.
But it's got that game. Like, it's you're leveling like, up. It's like ever since Sword Art Online, there's been like multiple animes that have come out where it's so like this world.
These have existed before.
Roles.
Like Log Horizon, I think, came out before Sword Art did.
Uh-huh. Sword Art just made the
yeah.
It's Sword Art that popular.
It's like
yeah.
so,
yeah.
there was a Reddit like a flowchart of like what anime should I watch next? And it's like stuck in a video game. You uh-huh. want the popular one or the good one? Log Horizon was the good one, and that's how I knew it, found out about it.
I see.
So, yeah, it is cliche, but they're.
I mean, it's like. It's a good twist, though. They all have a really good twist. Anyone that's doing that type of anime is still doing it well.
I enjoyed those animes.
Yeah. yeah. Me too.
So, like, what's your thoughts on, like, a game that, not a game, an anime that still has, like, a leveling up system but isn't a video game?
Yeah.
Because, that time I got reincarnated as slime is like that.
Oh, that's true.
So is, I can't remember the other one, but it was, I have to look it up now.
Because he's kind of... He died, right?
Yeah.
The slime?
Yeah, he died.
Well, Tanya the Evil.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting one.
That but was.
There's no leveling system in that.
She kind of levels. She has her...
It's not explicitly stated, though.
True. She has her abilities, and then when she says... She prays to the god, who she doesn't believe in,
uh-huh.
she gets That's OP so power. Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, the god reincarnates her.
Huh.
Well, it was a him, and then reincarnated here as a girl in a world that is slightly like ours, but they have magical abilities, and
it's
they're
much more brutal.
Yeah, well, they're getting ready to enter World War One.
Uh-huh.
So it's very a lot of the same events and all a lot of the same things are about to happen.
Okay,
and lives in Germany, so which means they're the ones who are invading, realizing like, oh, I'm still a girl. I need to learn my abilities otherwise I'm probably gonna get killed. Like, this is my last chance that God's gonna give me, which I don't believe in still, but if I don't join this war, I'm probably gonna be killed by just sitting in a house or something. So go be the front lines. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die at my own hand, you know, by my choice. And the God's like, well, you pray to me, you will get superpowers and all this. You can do all this. And he's like, okay. I hate you. I don't believe in you. I hate you.
Yeah, it's more out of like spite that point.
What's it called?
It's interesting. Tanya the Evil or something like that.
Tanya the Evil. What is your favorite genre of anime, Bill? Do you have one?
Okay, I found my show, but I'll go on.
Okay, the Saga of Tanya the Evil.
The Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Okay, I'll just interject.
Okay, go ahead.
Didn't I say I wanted to make my abilities average in the next life or something like that? Is also like that.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's a leveling system and all that, but, yeah. So, I like the system, and it, like, how else are you going to do it? Like, it's hard to say that you're getting experience. Like, it's hard to portray that in a game.
Right.
Like, I mean, not in a game, in a show. Yeah. So
no, for sure.
That's the easiest way to do it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I'm curious as to what the next big thing is going to be, though. Because they have a lot of anime with that premise, and I'm sure they're going to come out with a different theme.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right now, like, with horror movies, for some reason, I see an abundance of new horror movies that are cult based, like based on cult,
well,
like
activity. It's so easy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's like a theme right now where there's like five or six movies that have just come out and they're all like that, you know, whereas before it was something else. And, you know, back in the day it was vampires and then it was haunted houses.
Well, so I was actually even thinking about, because
exorcisms.
Japan has the thing of like the tortured soul and comes back and, you know, ends up killing people. I don't know why this never crossed my mind before. Literally what Jason and Freddy are. Jason was a drowned kid at a camp. The mother initially ended up killing everybody, and then Jason came back.
Yep.
And Freddy was a janitor that actually like did really bad things to children, and the parents found out and burned him in his boiler, and he came back.
In the reboot.
Oh, yeah. I'm off of OG stuff.
But that's good, though. That's a good point, though. You're absolutely right, because it is that revenged like soul, because like in the original,
in a tortured
like
way,
in the first Freddy Krueger's, it's true, he was a bad person, and he came back even worse. And
Chucky,
like when he got reincarnated this last time, I think that when they showed the origin of him, he was being like, he was being nice to the kids, and the parents thought it was weird that he was being nice to the kids and thought he was like molesting them or something like that, and it wasn't true, and they burnt him alive.
Okay, so
it's like,
I don't know,
he's getting a revenge. Do you know what I mean? Which kind of, I don't know, I like that story arc a little bit better, because it would make sense that you would want to get revenge versus like, I hate this. They caught me and I'm just going to come back.
But
worse.
He was still revenging on them. He's like, you guys killed me. You caught me. Yep. And I am going to kill your children now.
Still.
Yeah. Yep. Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so it's not even because, you know, both ways. It's like, oh, you have a revenge plot because you were a nice guy. And now, you know, it's like Joker, one bad day.
Yeah.
Now you're evil. It's like,
I want a revenge plot for a bad guy.
Yeah. I want to support you because you have a tragic ending.
That's what's kind of cool about it, is that like, it's like it brings in that weird gray area. Where like, do I like this person? Like, no.
To kind of support them, you know?
Like, I don't, but I get it at the same time. More relatable, I guess.
And that's why, like, you know, like a good Lex Luthor is like, you are a bad guy. Like, the difference between you and Iron Man is literally which side of the line you were standing on when the aliens invaded.
Yeah.
And who was standing next to you at this moment. And, you know, Lex, you can see why he believes humanity is to be protected. And Superman is an alien, an invader.
Yep.
And the aliens invaded, and he's trying to protect humanity.
Right.
So he's like, of course you're against the superheroes because they are threatening your species' existence.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Are we still going?
I was
going
to wrap things up here in a minute.
Let's wrap things up. We can talk about it in
one more thing.
The bonus.
Geeks or Wireless.
I want to talk about it before the bonus. I can allude to it at least.
Okay, sure.
So you wanted to know what the next anime might be? Well, not what I thought,
like,
but what we thought. What do you think? Steampunky. Do you think that will make a comeback?
I hope so.
There's still cyberpunk
is more on the horizon.
You think we'll start going back to like Ghost in the Shell style stuff?
I hope so. That would be so cool. That kind of stuff is so awesome. I wish they would reboot some stuff like that.
Well, they have, but they keep on wanting, everyone's wanting to do live action.
Yeah.
And then some people are not liking. It's like, it's just let the story be told another way. Don't accept it.
The live action wasn't, like, for Ghost in the Shell, it wasn't bad.
Was it good?
Well, it reminded me of the original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a one for one, but it was really close.
Mm-hmm.
It was still good for what it was.
Right.
It's like, you know, Death Note. It is good for what it is.
Right.
Maybe.
I agree with that one, but yeah.
Yeah. But maybe you should quit trying to remake it and reboot it and just make a story with these characters, kind of like comic book movies and all this is. Like,
right.
There's tons of stuff out there. Make more things. Like Death Note, apparently there's more rules that have been recently released.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they're still, that manga's still going on?
I don't know.
No, it's ended.
But there's stuff that got released.
They talked about.
Yeah, that they're talking about the additional rules of the book. I'm like, ooh, I got to look into this a little more.
Alrighty, folks, we're going to wrap this up. And be sure to subscribe support us on Patreon,
and your favorite
so can so that you can listen to what we're about to talk about in the top secret Patreon only Geeks or Wireless podcast.
So famous last words, Anthony. You're always great at this.
I know. My brain's dead today. I can't.
I love mangoes.
So I spent $300 on a limousine, and it did not come with the driver. I can't believe I spent so much money and I have nothing to show for it.